You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and thanks for listening to 2MTL 233. Sorry it's been so long between episodes. I've been very, 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 very busy. I'll have some news about how I'm handling Torchwood after this long delay, but for now, Doctor Who, Night Terrors. Just like Stephen Moffat pulled off an excellent misdirection with a Hitler-titled script with very little Hitler in it, we were set up to believe that this was a story all about the monsters under the bed, or in the cupboard, to be exact. But Night Terrors is not a story about a child's fears. It's about a parent's fears. A father's fears, that is. Mom's a little too conveniently out of the apartment for this one. Young George is revealed in the end to be a cuckoo, or rather, a Tinza child, who unknowingly insinuated himself into an unsuspecting foster family. Writer Mark Gatiss could have taken a really horrific tack with this story. Cuckoos are brood parasites that hatch early in other birds' nests and drive out the other young, so it's a relief that Claire and Alex couldn't have their own children. Look to Neil Gaiman's Sandman graphic novel, A Game of You, for a more sinister take on the cuckoo. But not here, because, again, this is about a father's fears. I was terrified of parenthood. It wasn't that I didn't want the responsibility, I just didn't believe I could pull it off. I was so hung up in my fears of inadequacy. I believed I was ready to be a father, to be responsible, to make the right decisions. But I also believed I wouldn't be able to connect, to inspire, to guide. Maybe I was ready to be a father, but I was afraid I wasn't ready to be a dad. And taking my own experience and overgeneralizing it, this is what a parent's afraid of. The inability to come to your son or daughter's rescue. Helplessness. That moment when the lab test comes back positive, when the argument with your teenage son spirals out of control, the door slams and you realize the car keys are gone. When the so-called mean girls just won't leave your middle school daughter alone. When nothing you can do can comfort, aid, or fix someone you love and who depends on you utterly. In a way, thank God Mark Gatiss pulled his punches in this one. Everything can be fixed in the end, in a moment of perfect understanding of pure love. George's terrors are real, but Richard Clarke, fantastic director, portrays them through the sinister juxtaposition of mundane, harmless toys. The horror's there to see, but it's still pitched at a level most youngsters can handle, with an occasional cuddle from mom or dad. I've been accused in a truly epic one-star iTunes review of being an overprotective parent. My son's appetite for scary Doctor Who is pretty low. I'm not so much protecting him from it as trying to listen to him, to meet his needs. Sometimes I despair of getting it right after long hours away from home behind a desk while he grows up before my eyes. Sometimes I want to give up. I'm convinced I can't get it right. But I know I won't allow myself to give up, because even though it may be fruitless, there will be at least one time when I'll wade through monsters for him. Like Toby Haydock said in Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf, I guess that's what daddies do. And that was somewhat longer than 2 minutes for the 2-Minute Time Warp podcast. I'll be back in about a day. The most sensible way for me to deal with Torchwood Miracle Day since I've been away is to tackle episodes 9 and 10 together, and I hope to get that taken care of tomorrow. And then we're back to Doctor Who. Thanks for listening. Thanks for indulging me. I'll catch you again soon. Let me know how I did, either on the blog at twominutetimelord.com, on iTunes, on Facebook, or Twitter. I think you know where to find me. I say it often enough. Take care.